is out short. Maddox is out short. Gas City. 5:49 left in the third quarter. As Ryan Brown listening to the Maddox huddle, what do you have for us?
The Maddox coaching staff was preaching defense fundamentals, breaking down when you're running out to guard a shooter, or communicating better off the screens. That's something Maddox was lacking there in the first 3 minutes.
All right, they're preaching, but is the collection basket full is the question. Thank you, Ryan Brown, for that. Derek Geiger is out to see, and he tried to hand it off to Tyman Marneau, and he's fouled on the handoff by Cass City.
First
team foul.
Second personal on Slayer Cottrell.
So we've had X ball on the sideline into Derek Geiger, number 15, being guarded by Cottrell. To Tyler Labor with three fouls, feeds it into the post. Jurgis kicks it out of the right corner to Geiger. He drives into the lane. Stops, and the pass is tipped, brought in by Curtis Dickinson, excuse me, Mason Erla, for Kansas City. And Derek Geiger nearly stole it. It was kicked out of bounds, last touch by Jacob Perry, and it's a turnover for Kansas City. Bad X ball right in front of the Kansas City student section.
Kansas City student section are right on the line, too.
It was almost 12-on-5 there for a second. The black T-shirts of the Kansas City student section getting right in the action. Closer confines with Cameron Indoor. Derek Geiger, left wing, dribbling in at the elbow, kicks it back out to Marneau. He's across the free throw line, picks it back up, back to Geiger for three. This one's short, off the front of the iron, out of bounds, and Cassidy ball in front of the FedEx bench.
This has got the makings of an interesting finish.
Mason Erlo in the game with three fouls, inbounds it to Cuthrell, 4:50 left in the third. 36-29, Bad Axe by 7. Cassidy not giving up by any means. They feed it into Coots underneath the basket, and he dribbled it, lost control, but it goes out of bounds. Bad Axe ball, 90 feet from their own hoop, right to left across the radio. 4:42 left in the third. Bad Axe by 7, Morneau with the ball, cross mid short to Derek Geiger right wing, and the give and go to Heinz diving into the lane, and he is fouled on the way up. He's going to be shooting 2. Fouls against number 12, Jacob Perry of Cass City. As we have a timeout called by Cass City, a full timeout, and so will we. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Cass City trails 29-36 to the visiting FedEx Hatchet.
Thabit Funeral Home of Cass City is an economical, full-service funeral home providing pre-need and at-need services in a home-like atmosphere. Pre-need arrangements provide you with the peace of mind that your wishes will be carried out as you desire. At the same time, your loved ones are relieved of additional emotional stress of making decisions the way they hope you would have wanted. Learn about the pre-need program options. Call the Thabit Funeral Home of Cass City for an appointment. 872-9700. That's 872-9700. Good luck to the Red Hawks from the Thabit Funeral Home of Cass City.
WIW Sports Network presents the Bad Axe Cast of the game tonight. 36-29, Bad Axe leading, coming out of a full timeout called by Cass City. Ryan Brown listening in to the Red Hawks. What you find out?
Coach Ronaldo is focusing on Cass City's defense primarily. He's going to change pressure, start full court, moving into a full court zone pressure, and then fall back into either man-to-man or even a 2-3 zone. He just needs to get Bad Axe out of the rhythm they have going right now.
As at the line, shooting 2. Thank you, Ryan, for that. It's the pretender, Bailey Hines, for Bad Axe. And the first one is in and good. He has 15 on the night. And that was this free throw compliments Jake Perry, his third foul on the night. The Cass City feed section getting into the action. And the second free throw up and good. So Bailey Hines was 16, 2-for-2 on that. Free throw trip. Lead is back up to 9. As Cuthrell, top of the key, being guarded by Marneau, favoring his right side. Dickinson cuts out to the right wing. Back up to Perry, feeds it into Coots, wide open to the lane. Give it go, but this one is good for 2. Tristan Coots now with 10 points. 38-31. Bad Axe leading. Loose ball underneath Bad Axe's hoop. And we have a held ball, and the possession arrow is favoring the hatchet. FedEx ball underneath their own hoop. Derek Geiger will be passing this one in. Out there for the hatchets is Jurgis, Labor, Heinz, and Morneau, as well as Geiger. Feeds an entire Labor at the right elbow. This one's a jump shot, two, and it's good. Beautiful shot from Tyler Labor. Waited for it and took it. First 2 points of the night for Tyler Labor, 40-31, FedEx leading. Jacob Perry, down the key, over to Perla, feeds it into Coons, over to the right elbow, opposite elbow, to Dickinson, back up top of the key, and it's stolen by Tommy Morneau. One on two, he goes up for the layup, and this one's good. Tommy Morneau turns on the afterburners and has 15 on the night. 42-31, FedEx leading. They feed it into Curtis Dickinson, and he is fouled on the floor. So it's a FedEx foul, third of the half. And it's the second on number.
That's not right.
They say it's on number three. There is no number three on this team. We'll figure that one out for you. As the three from Cuffrell is no good. And here come the hatchets. Tommy Morneau drives down to the right post, kicks it out to the left corner to Tyler Labor for three. Good. Tyler Labor just thinks it's going to be good as he sprinted into the lane to pick up the rebound. None needed. Back to a 14-point lead, 45-31. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. FedEx leading by 14. Their largest of the night was 16. And dives into the lane on the baseline for two is good. Back to a 12-point deficit. That's 4 points in this quarter alone for Tristan Coons.
Tristan Coons, he wants the rock. I mean, he's really something down here. He a couple duck-in moves and also a nice little move on the block. He wants that ball. He wants to take the Cassidy Redhawks and put on his shoulders right now.
Tyler Labor with the rainbow shot, no good. Rebound by Tommy Morneau, puts it up from the left block, and this one's good. Tommy Morneau was sixth in this quarter, 47-33, hatches leading. Green, where the last foul was on Sawyer Cuthrell for Cassidy. That's his third. Cuthrell with the ball, gets down, is nearly picked off by Jurgis, goes out of bounds into the student section. Tristan Coons will pass this one in. For Cassidy, we have substitution coming in for the hatchets. Number 11, Jared Brown, replaces Jurgis. 2:11 left in the third. Coons being guarded by Brown on the inbounds. Feed it into number 14, Ross, on the right block, extended. Now Cuthrell for three from the right wing. And Sawyer Cuthrell hits his first three of the night. We have a quick timeout called by Badass. That'll be a full timeout. And when we return, it will be 47-36. Cassidy starting to surge again, only trailing by 11 on the WLAW Sports Network.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't get caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with your independent Thumb Insurance Agency representative to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Hi, I'm Pat Stecker with Thumb Insurance. Call today for a no-obligation quote for all your insurance needs. 1-800-233-9533.
FedEx leading by 11, but a full timeout just called by FedEx after Sawyer Cuthrell hit his first three of the night. He has five in this quarter alone, seven on the night, as FedEx is outscoring Cassidy by five regardless, 16-11. FedEx inbounds it, Jared Brown to Heinz, up to Tommy Morneau, back to Brown. And it's stolen by Jacob Perry down to Cuthrell underneath the lane. Gives up a little bit of trickery. Gets up and draws the foul. And Sawyer Cuthrell will be going to line 4-2. That'll be the fourth team foul on FedEx of the half. And it goes.